According to Park City Police Lieutenant Darwin Little, 55-year-old Paul Burnham, a resident of the Holiday Village Apartments on Monitor Drive, was booked into the Summit County Jail on charges of possession of meth, possession of compounds that would be used to manufacture the drug spice, child endangerment, as well as a misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia.
What it entailed is some beakers and some precursors to manufacture the spice so that you could use it as a drug. It was just possession of those items. They had not been in the process or had not been used yet, but all of those items contained altogether, along with the drug precursors, made it a lab, whether it had been used or not.
Spice is a synthetic marijuana that's manufactured from a variety of substances, sometimes claimed to be herbal mixtures that produce experiences similar to marijuana, but chemicals used in its production are synthetic and illegal. The charges against the suspect were elevated since his apartment is located in a drug-free zone or within 1,000 feet of a place of worship or a school. Both the LDS Church and Park City High School lie within that distance. Law enforcement officials apprehended Burnham following the sworn affidavit from a concerned citizen. Lieutenant Little stressed that there was no evidence of meth production, which would be a more serious public safety issue.
No, this was not a meth lab, although the arrestee did have a user quantity of meth on him. There's some substantial differences between a meth lab and other labs. Meth lab is pretty dangerous. If it were a meth lab, we would have stepped out of it and had some specialized equipment for the state come in with, because some of the fumes and chemicals used in most meth labs are very harmful.
The felony child endangerment charge was brought because there were children in close proximity. The law enforcement official seized all the equipment and evidence in Burnham's apartment. The apartment door was damaged during the arrest and later secured by property managers. However, on Sunday night, the apartment was burglarized and that break-in was reported Monday morning. That incident is being investigated for possible connections to the case. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.